3 on 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock now and time for Tuesday's Late Junction with Verity Sharp.
That's Spyro, who've spent the last 10 years creating those kinds of interlocking tunes that have an almost transcendental euphoria about them. Definitely worth seeing the band live. I did so a few weeks back at the Anvil in Basingstoke, and they've got a few dates over the summer, including taking part in the Songlines Encounters Festival at King's Place in London. They're going to be there on June the 8th, and they'll also be at WOMAD at the end of July. Do have a look at their website for details. It's spyromusic.com. And if Spyro's music takes you above the clouds, this group's takes you right through them. This is Cyclobe, which is the work of Ossian Brown and Stephen Thrower, joined here by Cliff Stapleton playing the hurdy-gurdy. And this is a track called We'll Witness the Resurrection of Dead Butterflies.
Thank you. you people who live at home easy and free from the trials of war, never knowing the dangers of battle, but safe with your family secure. Know you the long scythe of destruction has been sweeping the nation all round, but it never once cut with the keenness than it did on the 18th of June. It began about 5 in the morning and it lasted till 7 at night. And the people stood round in amazement. They never'd seen such a sight. And the thunder of 500 cannons proclaimed that the battle was won. And the moon in the sky overshone all, recording the 18th of June. Oh, and what a sad-hearted poor Boney for to take up instead of his crown, but to canter from Brussels to Paris, lamenting the 18th of June. Young girls with sweethearts, go yonder, go daily to buy the black gown. It's 1,000 to 1 I will lay you, he fell on the 18th of June. 60,000 all of the brave-hearted who fell made an awful poor tune. And there's many's the sad heart will remember the sorrow the 18th of June. Oh, and what a sad hearted poor Boney for to take up instead of his crown. And as many's the sad heart will remember with sorrow the 18th of June.
Lovely stuff. A Child's Prayer by James McMillan, as sung by the Gabrielli Consort. And before that, you heard a traditional ballad telling the tale of the Battle of Waterloo on the 18th of June 1815, and of course the final defeat of Nelson. And that version, as told by Jim Murray, it's on his new album, Skulk. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Topic have just added four more volumes to their mammoth Voice of the People series. These are volumes of archive recordings made in the 1950s and 60s of ordinary working people singing songs, playing tunes. So this is a hugely important document of social history, apart from anything else. Bob Copper made this recording of a lady at her home in Fittleworth in Sussex in 1954. Her name is Gladys Stone, and this is a song passed to her by her father. It's called Deep in Love.
Down in the valley, the first of May, of gathering flowers, both fresh and gay, of gathering flowers, both red and blue, I little thought what love could do. Where love is planted, there it grows. It buds and blossoms most like a rose. It has a sweet and a pleasant smell. No flower on earth can it excel. I put my hand into the bush, thinking the sweetest rose to find. I pricked my finger to the bone. I left the sweetest rose behind. If roses are such prickly flowers, they ought to be gathered when they are green. For controlling of an unkind love, I'm sure strives hard against the stream. I leaned my back against an oak, thinking it being some trusty tree. But first it bent, and then it broke, and so did my false love and me. I saw a ship sailing on the deep. She sailed as deep as she could swim, but not so deep as in love I am. I cannot whether I sink or swim. Thousands and thousands all on this earth, I think my love carries the highest show. Surely she is some chosen one. I will have her, for I'll have none. But now she's dead and in her grave, poor girl, I hope that her heart's at rest. We will wrap her up in some linen strong and think of her now she's dead and gone. Thank you.
There's two musicians who know how to enjoy themselves, Tim Eady and Brendan Power, named Best Duo at the Radio 2 Folk Awards this year and are displaying their considerable virtuosity on the button accordion and harmonica. Two tunes, The Lilting Banshee and The Corner House. Here are a couple of pieces from a fascinating project that draws parallels between the music of the Nepalese Himalayas and the Appalachian Mountains in America, with a particular comparison being made between the Appalachian fiddle and the Nepali sarangi. Both instruments heard here in this rendition of a well-loved traditional song called Cluck Old Hen.
Thank you.
सितारा नि मनाइमा आज लडी चल्यो मनाइमा सितारा नि मनाइमा आज लडी चल्यो मनाइमा आज लडी चल्यो मनाइमा अङ्गुराको लहराले बनाएको ढोका अङ्गुराको लहराले बनाएको ढोका आज मलाई राम्रो लाग्यो सितारानी भाका सितारानी बनाइमा आज लहडी चल्यो मनाइमा सितारानी बनाइमा आज लहडी चल्यो जलहडी चल्यो मनैमा रामचन्द्रको बास थियो पञ्चवटी वनमा रामचन्द्रको बास थियो पञ्चवटी मनमा सुपन रेखा आइपुगिन् कुरा गाउँदै मनमा सितारानी मनाइमा आज लहडी चल्यो मनाइमा सितारानी मनाइमा आज लहडी चल्यो मनाइमा आज लहडी चल्यो मनाइमा रामचन्द्रले भन्नुहुन्छ मेरी सीता छन् रामचन्द्रले भन्नुहुन्छ मेरी सीता छन् जाउन बरु मेरा भाइ लक्ष्मणलाई भन सीतारानी मनाइमा आज लहडी चल्यो मनाइमा सीतारानी मनाइमा आज लहडी चल्यो मनाइमा सितारानी मनाइमा आज लहडी चल्यो मनाइमा सितारानी मनाइमा आज लहडी चल्यो मनाइमा आज लहडी चल्यो मनाइमा
A traditional song from the mountains of Nepal called, well, it translates as Queen Sitar in the Forest, as sung by Budiman Gandharva, accompanying himself on the Nepalese sarangi, which is quite a small bowed fiddle, really. It's carved from a single piece of wood, and you play it by balancing it on your knee, and you string it quite often these days, apparently, with the mesh strings of a badminton racket. Who'd have thought they'd be so musical? And Nepalese songs set beside those of the Appalachian Mountains on this album by a group calling themselves the Mountain Music Project. More of that anon. Meanwhile, let's go to Iran and two masters here of Persian classical music, Hossein Alizadeh playing the long-necked lute known as the setar and Pejman Haddadi playing tombak, which is the drum. And this is a piece they call Flying. Thank you. That's one from a new compilation of Amon Tobin's work, which was released last week. It's a self-titled box set of CDs, vinyl and DVDs, which contain rare and unreleased material. So if you are a fan of this electronic maestro from Brazil, it is a must. That track was one called Madame Larive, and I'll play you more of it over the next couple of weeks on Late Junction. You're listening to Late Junction with me, Verity Sharp, and before the month of May leaves us for good, I wanted to play you something from the lovely piece of work that the singer Lisa Knapp has put together to celebrate the season this year. All of us, Fiona, Max and I, have been playing this on Late Junction, but then again, once May has gone, it'll be put back in its box for another year, so let's just enjoy it while we can. It's a five-track EP that she's called Hunt the Hare, and this is her arrangement of the song The Pleasant Month of May.
T'was in the pleasant month of May, in the springtime of the year, and down by yonder meadow there runs a river clear. See how the little fish is, how they do sport and play. 'Cause there's many a lad and many a lass to go there making hay. Then in comes that scythe man the meadow to mow down, with his old leathered bottle and the ale that runs so brown. There's many a stout and labouring man goes there his skill to try. He works, he mows, and he sweats, and he blows, and the grass cuts very dry. Then in come both Tom and Dick with their pitchforks and their rakes, and likewise black-eyed sewers and the hay all for to make. Ooh, there's a sweet, sweet, sweet and a jog, jog, jog. How the harmless birds do sing from the morning to the evening as we were haymaking. It was just at one evening as the sun was going down, we saw the jolly piper come rolling through the town. There he pulled out his tabor and pipes, and he made the valleys ring. So we all put down our rakes and our forks, and we left off haymaking. We call it for a dance, and we trip it. Hello! We dance all around the haycocks to the rising of the sun. When the sun did shine,
shines such a glorious light.
each la-di-do is less in hand, and went back to his haymaking.
Thank you.
Well, there's the spirited playing of Tullerton's Jig, an early music group who played at the Globe Theatre in the early days. And that tune is a great one called Kemp's Jig, after William Kemp, who was the comic in Shakespeare's acting troupe, and whose main claim to fame was allegedly Morris dancing 111 miles from London to Norwich. Took him 9 days. You know, you see, that's the kind of thing that we should be reenacting for the Olympics, surely. Tarleton's Jig, following on there from the voice of Lisa Knapp. Now, as you probably are well aware, I do love a great rustic fiddle tune, the sort of thing that just inspires people to get up and dance. And no two players, I think, do it better than these two, Laurence Dupré and Olivier Vailly of the French duo Zouga. And they're here playing a couple of bourrées. Well, there's melodeon player Simon Ritchie and a tune that he wrote for his dad, and he recorded it on the very day that his father died. Alf Ritchie's Balanced Incline, following on from the Occitanian group La Talvera. If you'd like details of anything we play on this programme, you will find a playlist on the Late Junction page of the Radio 3 website, bbc.co.uk/radio3/Late Junction, and follow the links from there. Now, it's not often that composers write for bagpipes, let alone nine sets of them. Julia Wolf of New York's Bang on a Can did so a couple of years ago. She called the piece Lad, and she asked the piper Matt Welsh to record it. And it's quite an extensive piece. It dwells first on the drone, then indulges in that unique reediness of the higher notes of the Highland pipes, and then eventually discovers those jigs and reels. Matthew Welsh playing Lad for Nine Bagpipes by Julia Wolfe. And you'll find that on an album of her pieces called Dark Fool Ride. It's on the Cantaloupe label. Details on the webpage. And of course, you can listen to the programme again there too if you'd like to hear anything else again. It'll be there for the next 7 days. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. If you're in North London on the 9th of June, which is a week on Saturday, the Johnny Parry Chamber Orchestra, which is a band of some 30-plus players, are going to be playing for the first time ever at the Union Chapel in Islington. This is how they sound.
We know as things have happened at sea, we know the truth will set us free. Yes, we'll turn our frowns upside down, or goes around will come around. It's not over till the fat lady sings. Hold fast, for love will give. Seven times and stand up, babe, as fortune will favor the brave. And home is where the heart is. So stop and smell the roses. Blessings in disguise, as lies make baby Jesus cry. Your temple so single to drugs, and crack is whack, there's only love. Life is short, so seize the day. Look deep inside, you'll find your way. Just do it, listen to your heart. It's not the wedding, it's the taking part. Second place, not everything in life's a race. Go dance with me and fight the good fight. Run up and put the world to rights. Makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. And drive it like you stole it. Soul meets soul on love's lips. And dance like fields and birds and things. If life is lemons, make lemonade.
Johnny Parry Chamber Orchestra and a track called Rebuild It Piece by Piece, and it's from their album Fields and Birds and Things. Thanks for listening tonight. I'm Verity Sharp, back tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And I'll just leave you now with the viola player Garth Knox with the cellist Agnes Vesterman, and this is their version of John Dowland's Flow My Tears. Till tomorrow. Good night. A warm welcome to Radio 3 Through the Night. I'm Susan Sharp with a concert this morning of Russian music performed by the National Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra with conductor Michał Klauser. The piano soloist's Russian, she's Olga Kern, and the concerto she'll be playing is Rachmaninoff's Fourth in G minor. Shostakovich's massive Symphony No. 11 will bring the concert to a close. To open it, the orchestra are playing music by Mussorgsky, and Mussorgsky with a depiction of dawn. No ordinary dawn, this. It's the mysterious and eventually ominous dawn which breaks over the Moscow River at the start of his opera Chovanshchina.
Thank you. Dawn Breaking Over the Moscow River, the prelude to Mussorgsky's opera Chowanszczyna. The Polish Radio Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Michał Klauser. Now for Rachmaninoff's fourth piano concerto, and for this they're joined by soloist Olga Kern, who has excellent credentials for playing Rachmaninoff. Her great-grandmother sang with him, and she herself won the first Rachmaninoff International Piano Competition when she was 17.